beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Watch any big city crime drama, and there's a point about halfway through the plot where the buddy cops or buddy gumshoes or buddy lawyers are at a crossroads. Naturally, you don't make life's big decisions on an empty stomach. That's how I learned that big city crime fighters eat a lot of hot dogs from street vendors. But is Mr. Tube Steak the weenie benchmark? It'll cost you 2 days and $699 to find out. Welcome to Hot Dog University, an actual course offered by the Vienna Beef Company just outside of Chicago. There is hot dog history, something the 123-year-old company knows something about. The humble Frankfurter on a bun was traditionally bulked up with onions, tomatoes, and pickles as a meal for the proletariat when times were lean. But the Chicago dog has evolved into a very specific species. Here's the recipe: an all-beef hot dog on a steamed poppy seed bun, dressed with mustard, diced raw onions, neon green relish, a dill pickle spear, tomato slices, a peperoncini or similar pickled pepper, and a dash of celery salt. Any variation makes the Chicago first name of your dog null and void. So, what's the course curriculum like at HDU? I mean, what else do you really need to know? Plenty. Like, size really does matter, or more accurately, girth. The smallest Franks on the market are 10 to 1s, while jumbo dogs can be up to 4 to 1s. Don't even ask about Smokies. Proper assemblage is a big part of wienerology. Always dress the dog, not the bun, to avoid sogginess. That nuclear green glowing relish is a result of blue food dye number 1 and yellow number 5. Being able to spot wiener freshness means identifying spots. And there are a lot more best practices between the bun at Hot Dog University than you can shake a weenie at, which all makes $699 a good investment for anyone considering breaking into the biz. Just on a personal note, never, ever put ketchup on a hot dog. You already know that's, like, so wrong. My name is Cal Cote. Hot dog, it's time for some great global music. We're the Japa Dog of radio programs. The gorgeous and talented Anushka Shankar performs at the Chan Center in Vancouver on April 7th. She continues to forge new frontiers for the sitar. From the brand new album Land of Gold, here she is with M.I.A. and Jump In, Cross the Line, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada.
Dumping, zip up my jacket, put my phone in my pocket. Keep my mind open and trying not to lock it. I make up plans, Wake up, wake up. Your life you take up. Good things that make it. Get your life on fleek and take off.
That border, when I see that border, that border, see that border, when I see.
If Salvador Dali made a heist movie, it might sound something like that. From Mexico, it is Troker, which means trucker, and Principe Charo from their album Crimen Sonora, which is crime sounds. And before that, Anushka Shankar from her brand new album, Land of Gold. It is an album dedicated to the refugee crisis and specifically displaced people around the world. And each of the tracks takes a look at another aspect of that plight. And what we heard was Jump In, Cross the Line with MIA. And that's a testament to just how far Anushka Shankar is willing to take Indian classical music. Speaking of people who are displaced, Migration is the title of Poirier's new album, also looking at displaced peoples. And he's joined by MC Zulu here for Keep It Rolling, brand new music from World Beat Canada.
No, keep it going. Carnival. No, keep it rolling. No,
all right.
Ground
no
control.
I tell you,
keep it rolling. No,
keep it rolling.
Keep it going. No,
keep it going.
Keep it rolling. No,
keep it rolling.
Keep it going. No
control.
Picture roll along.
Picture roll along.
I paint the impression on the canvas of your open mind.
The canvas of your open mind.
Fly your broken wing.
Your broken
sit back
wing.
I tell you, overreach the people every time.
Overreach the people.
Say what? Untalented critics.
Okay.
Them try to
criticize my flow.
Put Zulu in the mix.
Alright.
We kill them with lyrics.
You know.
He's definitely crowd control. Are you listening?
Hello.
Are you listening?
Hello.
How about now? Are you listening?
Hello.
Tell me, are you listening?
Hello.
Where's the rude boy?
Selassie know that I'm the one who keep the party live.
I'm the one who keep the party live.
Music circulate throughout the system, even reach them in the countryside.
Even reach them in the countryside.
No, on the darkest night.
Hold tight.
We bless them with the light.
That's right.
The music fill your heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
But notice every time.
Say what?
Them test the border line.
You know.
Me murder them, it's crowd control.
Own backyard.
Beat, check.
Check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
April 2nd, the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts announces the return of the Black Hen Traveling Roadshow Review. Once again helmed by Black Hen label boss and virtuoso picker Steve Dawson, the second roadshow will feature Prairie Oyster crooner Russell DeCarl, leading American bluesman Alvin Youngblood Hart, and one of Canada's most dynamic roots musicians, guitarist, slinger, songwriter Roxanne Potvin, and Jim Burns will be there too. Vancouver's Zelia formed around the fall of the Soviet Union, and they return as the independence fight heats up. The album launch for Say Tak Bulo, That's How It Was, April 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Ukrainian Hall, 805 East Pender Street in Vancouver. Tickets are $20 in advance from High Life Records, $22 at the door. April 5th at the Fairview Pub on West Broadway, Delana Gale Bowen Blues Benefit. Shortly after the 30th annual Blues for Christmas benefit, organizer and performer Delana Gale Bowen was hospitalized with a stroke and experienced a second stroke this February. Bowen is a much-loved and acclaimed singer-songwriter, delighting audiences throughout the Lower Mainland for over 30 years. A devoted community activist, particularly on the downtown east side, Delana works tirelessly as a performer, producer, and organizer for local charities. Join Jim Burns, Candace Churchill, Jim Foster, Joni Bai to raise money for her at this April 5th benefit at the Fairview Pub. Doors at 6 p.m., show at 7. A minimum donation of $15 is requested. Wherever you're listening to us, we are World Beat Canada, and we originate from CIRH 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coat.
Move to it.
Just move your feet.
Arm
music is always fresh, hand-picked, and never mass-produced. Because there's no we in iPod.
Be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
Stop it.
Facing the morning with daggers drawn, that's how I feel about daylight savings time. The Cat Empire from their 7th album, Rising with the Sun. It's just something I don't do. Joran, before that, she's a cellist and getting lots of help from Daniel Lemoine on that great track, Pour ton sourire, which means for your smile. This one should bring a smile to your face. It is Your Touch of the Familiar, and it's an example of soukouse, which means literally to shake, and it is a rhythm that was really popular in the Congo Basin and caught on in France in the 1980s. That's when these guys arrived on the scene, and they've since been re-released with a nonstop collection of soukous covers. Check this out from the mighty pen of Wilson Pickett. It is In the Midnight Hour, Moloko, Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Porque soñé. nie chodź ty do mnie, bo tu szukasz z pieniążkami, nie znajdziesz ich u mnie. Ja pieniążków nie mam, ten wianek na głowie, a ty jedną mazelonkę, co ją mam na sobie. Mazelonkę jedną, fartuszek też jeden, a ty jedno taki szukasz, co ich mazę siedem. Muzyczkami graje, muzykanci grajcie, a wy szmarne i bogate na tym spoglądajcie.
From the album Nord, that is Warsaw Village Band. And Hey You, Yokel Son, amazing harmonies. Before that, Maloko and their cover of In the Midnight Hour. Good on you for joining us for this musical adventure. Next, we go to the former Yugoslavia for Lachurga, a sonic collage of Balkan music and dub. From World Beat Canada, my name is Cal Coat.
Thank you. I'm in your web, Anansi.
A Mysterious Groove from Midnight Mangoes. They're from right here in Vancouver. Their new debut is called Double Crown 2. And that was the voice of Ingrid Chung on Anansi Eyes. Anansi was the original Spider-Man, an African folktale character who would take the shape of a spider and is considered to be the spirit of all knowledge in Western African and Caribbean folklore. There you go. Straight ahead, it is the Mikhail Hassan Band, Pakistani prog rock, kind of. And the song is called Mech. This is World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cook.
Thank you.
After a long flirtation with dancehall music, Jamaica is getting back to the conscious reggae, and I couldn't be happier. That is Raging Faya, a five-piece Jamaican band, and Fight for What You Want. If you want to hear global music, come to the right place. But we're going to change gears in a moment and bring you a happy, breezy pop song from the Canadian duo of Memphis. It's called Apocalypse Pop Song. No, it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of this program. We are produced and recorded Through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications, our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist, a similar hour of contemporary sounds, but all in a Celtic vein from all around the world with your host, Patricia Fraser. You really should check it out if you haven't already. Both available to you as a free subscription at the iTunes store. But if you go there, please write us a quick review and it helps move us to the front of the page, which we really appreciate. Our last word goes to Aristotle, who said, "You will never do anything in this world without courage. It's the greatest quality of the mind next to honor."
Communications.